Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
So voting in the general election for 2024 is a thing of the past. Now all focus is on the IEC. Counting is conducted. Joining us to share first impressions of how voting in the Eastern Cape went in this general election, he is the provincial manager for the IEC's electoral operations in the Eastern Cape, Mr. Siyabonga Maki, and he speaks to us from Results HQ in East London. Mr. Maki, first impressions, general impressions of how the voting went off?
About yesterday, Darrell, we saw a beautiful day yesterday, starting from the weather. You know, with a rural province like ours, we worry about weather because you may have how beautiful logistics plans. But if the weather fails you in that it rains, our roads get to be inaccessible. So we were happy to see that. Voting happened smoothly yesterday. But as we could expect and we had planned accordingly, we saw a few voting stations not being able to open on time because the staff was not able, the IEC staff that is, was not able to access voting stations because they were prevented by members of some communities who were staging service delivery protests that happened in the Transkei area, namely Kumbu, Tabangulu, Port St. John's, KSD, you know, Tsomo.
Yeah.
But with the intervention of the SAPS as our partners in the elections, we were able to access those roads by having ETLBs that were in place to, you know, take care of that. If there were trenches that were dug overnight, then we were able to fill those trenches and you know, with a TLB.
Sure.
In our plans, we had three helicopters, one supplied by the South African Police Service and two supplied by the National Defence Force. And in some, in a few areas, in three voting stations in particular. Okay, let me give you statistics now, Darrell.
Sure.
About 31 voting stations were not opened by 10. And going to about 12, then we had four voting stations that were still not opened. And the last voting station opened at about 2, again, at the intervention of the provincial police commissioner, General Mene, who was on the chopper herself, you know, assisting us to gain access. And we had to activate a contingency plan where we had trained SAPS members to stand in and be and act as the IEC staff where we were not able to access voting stations. We had categorized that in our voting stations to say low risk, two SAPS members posted at the voting station all the time, medium risk, four SAPS members, high risk, six SAPS members. But then we had extreme cases where then we had to, where we had trained SAPS members. So at one point in the province, all voting stations were opened, and we were happy about that. Now, coming to the voting itself at voting stations, we saw long queues. We had complaints about long queues that were being experienced. And when we looked closer to that, we found that contrary to public belief, that the IEC was confused. They did not know what to do. We found that the long queues were because of people that had turned out in numbers to go and vote. So we attributed it to high voter turnout. That is the long queues. But we were able to deal with those because we had planned as well. Because where we have a voting station that is big and we expect high voter turnout, we do what is called streaming. So that beforehand, we take the ballot paper and we divide, sorry, the voter's roll, and we divide it according to surnames. So that when you stand on a queue going leading up to the door or to the entrance of a voting station, yes, you'll find a long queue. But once you get inside, you get people to be divided according to surnames to say, okay, your surname is here, Darrell. So, yep. And then you'll be directed to A up to L, M and N,
sure,
O up to Z, you know, something.
Sure.
So we did that. And the last challenge that we saw as we were getting ready to close voting stations, we had off shootings that were taking place around the Pabeha area. And because our regional manager in that area felt that the voting station, the the vote, the election staff were at risk, you know, of being affected. Of course, the shootings were not directed at any service delivery thing. They were not directed at us as the IEC. It was just shootings that go on in P, because that is the nature of that zone, you know, lately. So we had to
precautions.
We had to close those voting stations. After closure, we had to take the material and do counting elsewhere.
Okay.
Where it was more safer at a central venue. That affected three voting stations. We had to get permission for that. We can't just do it. We have to get a buy-in from the provincial electoral officer and the CEO of the commission and the commission. And then we speak to party agents for them to escort us from where we were and to where we're going, and obviously under police guard. So that process happened, that transition rather, happened seamlessly, and now we are seeing results. Results are coming in, we are happy, and the first result to be produced for these elections for 2024 national and provincial elections came from the Eastern Cape. In a place called Bizana in Winnie Mandela Municipality.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. Despite these challenges, Mr. Maki, you're happy that the electoral process wasn't undermined in any way?
Despite, apart from what I am saying, Darrell, no, we did not say. But let me mention the issue of a process called Section 24A.
Sure.
Section 24A is a process where you can vote anywhere during national and provincial elections, provided you are registered as a voter. Now, hitherto, if you have your ID with you, you could stop and get in and vote at any voting station without notifying anyone, without warning anybody. But for the first time now, that has changed. Now you needed to notify the commission to say that I will not be voting where I'm registered, but instead I'll be traveling towards that direction, and then I will find a voting station called so and so. You needed to mention the voting station where you are going.
Okay.
And then we developed a list, a separate list from the voters' roll, which says that these are people that you must expect to come and make use of this facility. And there's, as such, the ballot papers that we distributed, we rolled out to those voting stations, took into account that there would be visitors, in inverted commas, who would come to vote. Because, Darrell, when we issue material, when we roll out material to voting stations, that process is informed by how many voters are registered in a particular voting station.
Understood.
Now, if suddenly more than half of the people that are registered turn up to vote there, then there's a problem of us running out of ballot papers before we have even begun.
Previous elections have also seen situations where systems weren't online. Were you able to overcome those challenges this time?
Online, in terms of applications, we introduced a lot of online processes, including the Section 24A that I'm talking about, special votes, candidate nomination, online registration. You know, we saw an improvement, you know, on the lives of the voters in that they found it easy to access. Even information on voter education was on social platforms. So, yes, we are delighted with that. We keep on improving on technology.
Well, it all sounds very positive. A lot of the feedback that we've got anecdotally is that there was a good voter turnout and that there was a good mood and a good attitude prevalent at most voting stations, which is great to see. Mr. Maki, I know it's difficult to project these things, but a rough idea of a timeline as to when we can expect final results. The first result already, as you said, came from the Eastern Cape, the Madikizela Mandela area in Bizana. Any idea of a general timeline?
Darrell, we must produce results within a period of 7 days. But our experience shows that we have been able to produce elections on the third day. Without making any promises, today and tomorrow, it will be capturing. And remember, in the middle of capturing, we're dealing with objections. People who say that, no, this thing did not go like this. This thing, you know. Mm. So the commission has got to deal with that. And people who object to the results of an election have until 5 o'clock tomorrow That is, the legislation says at 1700 hours on the second day after the election. Now, the commission, even if we can be ready at 12 tomorrow, 12 noon tomorrow, we cannot make an announcement on the results if there are still objections that the commission must deal with it. I mean, must deal with.
Sure.
So the results cannot come out before the end of the day on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, you put your bet there.
We will do that. We appreciate you making time available for us. You've got a difficult task ahead of you. Good luck with that. Mr. Siyabonga Maki from the IEC at Results HQ in East London. Thank you for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines, sir.
Thanks, Dallas. Thank you very much. You have a nice day. Thank you very much.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.